I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
You enjoy the show.
Yes, here it is. Once again, time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And it's been an interesting week of technology. You know, we've gone all that time, all through, like, December, and there was nothing. I mean, nothing to talk about. And now, all of a sudden, we had CES, and then we had Macworld, and I'm telling you, there's stuff all over. It's just stuff sprouting out of the ground all over the place. Just bling, 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 bling all over. And bling is right, because you got to have money to buy all this cool stuff, and I want to buy the cool stuff. But I currently don't have extra money laying around to buy the cool stuff, so I'll just have to salivate and watch it drip all from my corner of my mouth down my beard. That's really gross. Never mind. Okay, here's the thing. We got cool stuff this week to talk about on the podcast, and more than enough to fill roughly 30 minutes or so here for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, so hang in there, it's gonna be really cool. Okay, first of all, we have some geek culture for you. I like starting off with geek culture because it gets us in the mood for the silliness, don't you know? Yes, indeed. Okay, so here's the geek culture for this week. Gotta set it up just a bit. Have you ever run a forum? A forum, you ask? Yes. That's one of those things out there on the internet where you can type in your comments back and forth, and somebody says, you are an idiot, and here's why, and they flame you, and you snipe at each other back and forth, and it's big fun. Yes. Now, it can get out of hand, however, and people that run forums, called moderators, they get a little incensed when you start flaming each other with language that you probably wouldn't read to your grandma. So, they come up with rules, and sometimes the rules can be a little constricting, you know, to conversation, but sometimes the rules can be interesting. Matter of fact, you know the Game Master, yes indeed. The Game Master, by the way, has his own podcast now. The Game Master's Bin Spin. I encourage you to check that out. It's always fun and weird and strange and gamey. Gamey? Is that a word? Anyway, he has forums, or at least has had in the past forums. They're currently suspended, but he has forums. And he always has these moderators' rules that are really fun to read. They have all kinds of weird things in them, and if you read them, it's almost like reading a comedy routine, but they yet get across the point of the rules of the forums. You know, what can I say is a chip off the old block. Yes. Anyway, point is, there are people out there who are moderators, and they want you to obey them, or else you'll be thrown off the forum. Know what I mean? Yeah. So, we have this week a song by Optimus Rhyme. Yes, I know, that's pretty bad, isn't it? Anyway, Optimus Rhyme has a song called Obey the Moderator. Let's listen to it, shall we?
I agree to accept the following terms and regulations put forth by the administrators of this community and blah, blah, blah. I accept.
Hey, listen up, newbie. We gotta get a few things straight. Lord, that can wait. This is my boy, my world, my space. I wrote every rule, you gotta read them, okay? Cool. I guess that's it, man, we're straight. And if you need something, I'll be up kinda late like two.
it gets bad. People start blaming and everybody's mad. That's when I gotta bust out the band. Trust me, man, some of these people just can't stand one another. So I gotta cover up a scandal. Nah, dude, I can't let you know my aim handle. Drop it, I'll grab your IP and block it. If you can't stay on topic, you got it. If I wanna lock it, there's no way you can stop me. Copping it cocky, the cubicle jockey. Copping it cocky, the cubicle jockey. Obey the moderator, create a state of calm. Scan sentences and announce who's wrong. You are a troller, 1 week ban. I know your other screen name, man. Obey the moderator, I cater to the rex. Hook them up with handles and bloat all the threats. You are a liar, permanent ban. I'm over by your password, man.
Why don't you tell about your sick kid?
Big, but it's tasteful. Might blink a bit, 80K, there's no way that I be wasteful. People get hateful, but hey, it ain't new to me. It can get crazy in this community. Dude, you gotta unlock your caps. Never argue, I'm better off thinking straight through the facts. Even then, they never relax. It's all grudges from 6 months back. Still nobody budges. The worst hackers, scum of the earth, attack us and laugh as we back up with words. But whatever, I got an upgrade up my sleeve. Trade off sleep for new security. It's part of the job, I don't mind it. And if you break a rule, better believe that I'll be the one to find it. I'm tracking down every last duplicate account. I'm on my way to admin, there's never been a doubt. I see that you're a nudity community. You're too nudity, you're troubling, you're proving. So you really should be the tuning. Obey the moderator, create a state of calm. Scan sentences and announce who's wrong. You are a troller, 1 week ban. I know your other screen name, man. Obey the moderator, I cater to the ranks. Hook them up with handles and float all the threats. You are a liar, permanent ban. I'm over by your password, man. Obey the moderator, create a state of calm. Scan sentences and announce who's wrong. You are a troller, 1 week ban. I know your other screen name, man. Obey the moderator, I cater to the ranks. Hook them up with handles and float all the threats. You are a liar, permanent ban. I'm over by your password, man.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. What'd you think of that? Obey the moderator. Yeah, that was just kind of odd. Well, anyway, lots of cool stuff happening here on the Computer Curmudgeon. By the way, if you'd like to read the blog associated with this podcast, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that get it off of iTunes and Podcast Pickle and Audio and on and on and on, podcast.net, all the places, Blueberry, of course, I can't forget Blueberry. I'm a member of the Blueberry Podcast Network.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Oh, man, I wouldn't want to forget Blueberry. But anyway, all the various podcast networks out there that I'm a member of and or have been posted upon, you might be getting the podcast that way and not even know that there's a home base to our podcast. Yes, and that is DrBill.cc, DrBill.cc, which of course stands, as we all know, for Computer Curmudgeon. Next time you see another website that says something or another else .cc, you'll go, what's he got to do with the Computer Curmudgeon? Yeah. Anyway, point is, you can also get there the long way. For those of you that like to go all the way around your elbow to get to your thumb, you can go.
TheComputerCurmudgeon.com.
Yes, TheComputerCurmudgeon.com. But DrBill.cc works just as well and is quicker to type. And when you're sitting there typing, typity, you want to be sure to use less fingers. That didn't quite sound right, but that's okay. Anyway, the point is, we've got stuff. Now, if you go to said blog, the Computer Curmudgeon, drbill.cc, if you go there, you will find that there's lots of stuff. We have a new theme, which I talked about last week, and I was all excited about, still fairly excited about it. It looks purdy. That's P-U-R-D-Y, purdy. And now for those of you around the world, I know over in England and Australia and New Zealand and China and Germany, and these are all places I've heard from that people are listening. You're going, what's up, Purdy? Well, that's pretty, but in Southern. I speak Southern. Having been born in the South, the southern part of the United States, I use Southern terms like Purdy. Okay, anyway, point is... See, I really digressed on that point. Anyway, the point is, the blog is good-looking, and I like it. But if you look at the blog over on the right-hand side in the top of the sidebar area, you will find an ad for Go to My PC. And by the way, Go to My PC is awesome. You can get a 30-day free trial. All you got to do is click on that little banner thingy there that's blinking at you. Access your PC from anywhere. Use your, check your email, transfer your files, use your applications, access the internet, try it for free. Go to My PC. Check it out. 30-day free trial, absolutely free. Click on it and make yourself very happy. Okay. Now, if you also notice, if you look right below that ad, right below the subscribe to our podcast blurb there, you'll see the Shameless Commerce Center, and it says click here. Now, you know, the earlier song we played is Obey the Moderator. Well, you need to obey the doctor here and click here. You click there, you go blip down to the bottom of the page instantly. And you will see all kinds of banners that you may click upon and enjoy thoroughly. Buy.com, the Apple Store, Skype, and the Wall Street Journal, as well as GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy. So all of those Shameless Commerce things are there. And you say, Dr. Bill, why do you talk about the Shameless Commerce Center? Because you need to send me money to help me continue the silliness. And by the way, little side note here, I greatly appreciate the kind person who was looking at the blog and saw at the top of the page there's little buttons, and if you hover over those little buttons, they light up. One says home, one says subscribe, where you can subscribe to the podcast. One says show notes, where we talk about all the things about the podcast and what was on it. Then who is Dr. Bill, where you get to find out who I am as though you care. And then there's tech news. If you hover over the tech news and it lights up and you click it, then you will find the latest tech news from Beta News, and that's very cool. I do that myself every day because I want to know what's happening in the tech world. And then the last little button there that lights up says, Money! Money, yes. And if you click it, it will take you to a page that says, Bottom line, dude, send us some, please. Well, this gentle, kind soul clicked on the Make a Donation button and sent me $10. And I really appreciate it. It's just so cool. Anyway, when they did that, what they did is contribute to the silliness that is Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon and helps maintain the silliness in the future. My ear was itching and I had to move the headphones there. Hopefully you didn't hear all kinds of noises because I did, but then it's my ear. Yes. Okay. Anyway. Point is, we've got stuff on the blog, so let's talk about some of this stuff. Am I forgetting anything? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, I know what I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting a promo for one of the other Tech Podcast Network dudes, and that is the GeekCast, and here's his promo.
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the GeekCast with Aaron Krakow.
Yes, indeed, Aaron Krakow on the GeekCast. That's the GeekCast at geekcast.com. So check that out. And we like to promo each other here on the Tech Podcast Network, and that's why we do that. Now, let's go to the tech news, which is where I was headed before I remembered that I was forgetting something. The tech news. This week, Sun buys MySQL for $1 billion. That's with a B. $1 billion. Whoa. That's pretty cool. Now, Sun, here's the thing. See, if you went to MySQL, the website, you can download it for free. Did you not know that? Instead of paying $1 billion? Yes, okay, I know, I'm being silly. No, they bought the whole company. MySQL.ag, or whatever it is. They bought it. That's wild. Now, hopefully they won't change its methodology and so forth, and it will remain open source because MySQL is an awesome database. My blog is running off of MySQL, the database on my Linux server. That's Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP, LAMP, L-A-M-P. That's the basically the thing upon which my blog runs and many other people's blogs run. And a lot of their stuff that I have on my web servers all run through LAMP. And MySQL is a big part of LAMP. It is the database portion. So, I do hope they don't change things around. Matter of fact, I got a comment to this blog entry where it was talking about the fact that Sun had bought MySQL. And Roche, who I'm hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I'm sorry about that. But he is the head dude and author of we101.com. We101.com is a really cool tool that allows you to keep up with podcasters in your area, or podcasters, bloggers, as well as podcasters, but mainly bloggers, bloggers in your area. If you are a blogger, and no matter where you are around the world, you can join We101, put your blog in the area that is your local area, in my case, Greensboro, so Greensboro, North Carolina, and all the bloggers in Greensboro list there on We101, and it's awesome. Now, Roche says, I've spent the better part of the past 2 years learning MySQL. I sure hope this isn't the death knell for the open part of this open source software. I responded back to him and says, I suspect that some will keep it open source. They have open sourced both Java and Solaris, so I think they have come around to the benefits. I sure hope I'm right. Not only because I want to be right, but because I think it is an awesome piece of software that they are continuing to develop and doing wonderful things with, and I want to see it continue. Now, next item this week, past week, at Macworld. Steve Jobs did one of his patented Steve Jobs presentations of something that blew my mind. Now, I know some of you are out there going, Dr. Bill, dude, come on, calm down. I mean, after all, every time Steve Jobs announces something, everybody just salivates all over themselves and goes into some kind of fits wanting to buy the iPhone or whatever it is. Well, yeah, you know, and the iPhone was kind of okay. I thought, you know, okay, I'm not going to go spend $500+ just to buy a silly phone, but, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat. But laptops, dude. Laptops. I love my laptop. I love laptops in general. And when they announced the new MacBook Air, I was sitting there on the edge of my seat watching the YouTube video going, dude. Matter of fact, everybody around me heard me go, dude. And they're like, what? And I showed them the video, and they sat there and went, dude. So, you need to see these videos. That's why I embedded them in the blog. I put them right there on the screen. So if you go to drbill.cc, you will find the embedded videos from YouTube. Click on them. First, click on the one that I labeled the new MacBook Air. Do that. And you will see the first part, part one, of the introduction. Then click on the second one, which I put in there last because it was second, you know, after the first. And so it's a little higher up on the screen. Anyway, click there. Here's part two of the MacBook Air intro with features. Click on that one and watch that, and you'll just go, dude, like I did, because it's got so many awesome features and it's so cool. Now, I know there's a lot of people that have been saying, look. It doesn't even have a CD-ROM drive. Doesn't even have a DVD, CD-ROM, nothing in there. There's not a drive in there. Yeah, you know, I understand. And I understand the problem with that. I understand people complaining about that. But two things. One is, yes, you can get an external drive that you can plug in. And it's $99, which is not cheap, but not bad. You know, particularly since it's a high-end drive. But the technology they have to get around it, I thought was kind of cool. And that is the idea that since it is a wireless device, an 802.11n device, which is very fast wireless, you can set it down and open it up, and it opens and runs quickly. And then you can tell it, okay, look, I need a CD-ROM. You click on it, it looks across your wireless network and finds another machine with a CD-ROM, and then puts up this nice little message, says, "Hi there, can I borrow your CD-ROM?" And they go, "Sure." They click on a button, and then you put your CD in their CD drive, and it works for your machine. That's just so cool. Ah, it's so connected. It's a whole nother way of thinking, which is why I like it, because I like thinking differently. Yes, you probably know that, don't you? Anyway, they also deposit the idea that perhaps we're past the need for media like that, since we now have USB sticks. I got a new USB stick this past, like a week or so ago. My wife bought this for me, and it's a tiny, tiny little stick. It's only about, if you don't count the little USB plugger in or thingy, it's about 2 inches long and about half inch wide and maybe a little over a quarter of an inch thick. Tiny little thing. This USB flash drive, which says on it My Flash, because it's my flash. Anyway, it's made by ADATA. It is 8 gigabytes. Dude, I can remember, hadn't been that long ago, when there were whole giant desktop computers, ran their entire operating system, all their data, games, the whole 9 yards, off of 8 gigabytes. Now, I know it's been a while back, okay? Let's not go into the curmudgeon part, okay? Anyway, but here it is, in this in tiny little thing, not even, I can hide it with my thumb. I can put my thumb over it, and it is hidden. That little thing with 8 gigabytes. Now, to put that in perspective, a meg is 1,024 bytes. Now, a byte is 8 bits. So you got 8 bits and a byte. You got 1,024 bytes in a meg. I think I'm right on this. This is all off the top of my head, so what do I know? Then you have 1,024 of those in a meg, right? Then you have 1,024 of those in a gig. So then you have 8 times 1,024 times 1,024. It's just a whole lot of space. What can I say? 8 gigabytes. Now, I know that there will come a day, not very far down the road, when this same little flash drive will have 8 terabytes on it. A terabyte is 1,024 times 1,024 times 1,024. Assuming I did that right. There may be an extra 1,024 in there. I don't know. But basically, it's 1,024 gigabytes to make 1 terabyte. And then eventually you get up into petabytes, which is 1,024 terabytes. Never mind. Point is, it's a whole lot of space. And I can remember the day, many, many years ago, when Bill Gates came out and said, "Dude, 640K, you'll never put anything bigger than 640K in there, you know what I mean?" I mean, 640K is not even a full megabyte, because that's 1024 is a megabyte. So, 640K, man. And now we got 8 gigabyte flash drives. I have digressed so far that I almost forget where I left off, but I didn't. No, indeed. The reason I got off on that rant, because not only because I was appreciating my new flash drive, which, by the way, the last flash drive got washed in the washing machine, and it don't work no more. It's 2 gigabytes, and it's dead. So I'm keeping up with this one and making sure that it doesn't get washed, because that would be bad. Yes. Even though this was less expensive than the other one was, which was only 2 gigabytes. But again, I digress. The point is that the flash drive, you see, the flash drive gives us the ability to get past the optical drives. See, that's where I left off, was with optical drives on the new MacBook Air. You don't need it because you got flash drives. Not only that, but you can download off the internet. You can download off your network. You can have a file server in your house. You probably don't need the optical drive anymore. But if you do, you can still buy it for $99. So, I know there are a lot of people grousing about that and complaining that it doesn't have an optical drive. And I understand, but I'm going along with Steve Jobs on this one, okay? Yeah. Then, also, if you watch the videos, you'll see that the entire motherboard of the new MacBook Air is about the length of a standard yellow pencil. Mine just boggles. You really got to see these videos. I'm talking, these videos are awesome. So watch them, okay? Do it for the doctor. It's time once again for the Geek Software of the Week. And this week's Geek Software of the Week is the Sigunia Personal Software Inspector. Boy, that's an official sounding name, isn't it? The Sigunia Personal Software Inspector. Basically what it does, it's some software that you can download and put on your computer, and it will go out and it will search your entire computer and find all the software on it, and it will then go out across the internet and look at its database. Now, it has a database of 300,000 unique software application versions, and it will check and make sure that the software that you have on your PC is A, the latest version. If it's not, it warns you. It tells you, I'm sorry, you're not running the latest version of the GIMP. Why that matters, I don't know. But if you want to know these things, then it will tell you. Not only that, but there's some software that has security issues. And so the latest version fixes it. And if you don't know and you're still running that old version, you've got a security hole on your computer. So that's where the Sigunia Personal Software Inspector really comes in very, very handy, because it will find all this old software and warn you. Warning, warning, Will Robinson, you have old software that is not safe. And it will tell you that and show you little, you know, historic doohickey scan things that'll let you know in a graphical fashion. If you look at the picture there, you can see that on the blog, and you'll find out the state of your PC. The other thing I like about it is when you install software, it will come up with a little window down in the corner and say, oh, hello, you just installed this new version. Now, I like that for another reason, and that is, if somebody tries to install something in your PC without you knowing about it, kind of in the background, it'll pop up and go, dude, what's going on here? You know, that kind of thing. So, that way you know what's happening, and it gives you a warm and fuzzy feeling. And you know the doctor, he likes the warm and fuzzy feeling when it comes to his PC. Yes, indeed. Okay, well, we're just about out of time. I don't know where the time goes when you're having so much fun as I do here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And I trust you do, too. Because if you don't, you'll go somewhere else, and that would be bad. Yes, we want you to keep listening, so keep listening, please. Okay, there's that music, so I guess it's about time for me to get out of here. Until next time, the doctor is out of here. Oh, yeah, don't forget to listen to drbill.tv.